I want to transition into our second break.
Yes.
And with our second break, we listened to the Billboard, one of the Billboard top hits. Sometimes in life, though, things just work out phenomenally. It's just better than someone could have written it. And just it just is how life works out. So with our Rhetoric of Pop segment, like I said, we check out the top of the Billboard charts. This week, there's a new entry to the top of the Billboard charts.
Thank goodness.
And it's this absolute hit of a song by a very fantastic singer by the name of Adele. I am sure you've heard it by now, because if you haven't, WTH, go watch it. Go listen.
Hello.
Oh, it's Hello by Adele. Like I said, things just working out phenomenally well. This song, despite it being called Hello, could be seen as a goodbye song, I think. It's definitely from the perspective of someone who has said goodbye in the past and is kind of reflecting on that experience.
Right.
Probably is kind of a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's like these feelings of like nostalgia.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it after the break. But here is Adele, Hello, on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from to be here.
Welcome back, Scrawl Nation. This is Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring, we are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UCWubble. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I'm just getting some serious voice inflection in my voice today, doing all sorts of voicey things. I'm your host, Ryan McQueenie, with my co-host, Mariah Wolfel.
Hello again.
This is Mariah's last show. Unfortunately, she will be leaving us on Scrawl Radio and leaving the UCWubble. We've spent some serious time this episode saying goodbye to Mariah, talking about goodbyes in general. And I just really want to get into Adele's Hello, because that was unbelievably awesome. If you're watching on the webcam, I sometimes forget that there is a webcam. You just saw us absolutely jam out in the studio because that song is phenomenal and I really want to talk about it. But we have to finish your last word of the day, Mariah.
Yes.
America's favorite talk show segment.
It's one of my least favorite segments because I suck at it.
And I'm never going to be good at it. Yeah. Brandon says he's not going to guess. I think he knows the answer. He texted in, and former host Brandon Haskey, by the way, Scrawl Radio listeners. I think he knows the answer and said he's not going to guess because it wouldn't be fun if I didn't let Mariah make a hilarious guess.
Guesses are always so bad, but people always just are so nice to me about them anyways.
So l'envoi, it's a verb, l-e-n-v-o-i. The first clue we received was could have been said to Lady Macbeth. The second one is given to a sweet prince.
Oh, come on. What? Robert, you need to step up your clue game. All right. Although in Robert's defense, he was saying that this word is a really hard word to give clues for because the clues that he could think of would give it away immediately, which I'm not opposed to.
Listen,
you know?
Robert puts in a lot of hard work here for Scrawl Radio, and we would not be the same without him, but he's kind of really bad at clues. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but
he's like, not amused right
he's
now.
He's not the best at clues. I'm just going to throw that out there. I wish I didn't have those two clues because I feel like I know what the word means less than I did.
I don't know. We've had a lot of accurate guesses on Scrawl Radio. I think maybe it's not
have
the clues.
Have we? I certainly have not.
Well, you and I have not, but I think those are the common variables here.
Right.
Whereas other guests have been able to guess.
Okay.
So it might not be the clues.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Maybe we're just stupid.
We're just not.
Text us in your guesses. This is your last chance. 773-325-7341. Scrawl Nation, please text us in your guesses. I'm jumping out of my seat. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about Adele's Hello. Let's just take 30 seconds before we do a rhetorical analysis of this like we do. Can we just take 30 seconds to talk about how amazing this song
is? It just makes you want to belt out the type
it's
of singing that no one's
scream
capable
it out.
Of.
Roll your windows down and scream it type of song.
It's one of the songs that though other listeners who might not be as into the song hate because it brings in all the masses of people who can't sing, but feel like just belting it out with the passion that Adele has, will give them that.
That's
edge,
a really good point. And I liked what you said about masses of listeners, because when we talk about intended audience, that's something we try to hone down when we do a rhetorical analysis, especially with a big, massive, successful song like this. So what do you think her intended audience is? Because when you say mass of listeners, to me, I do think that her intended audience with this is everyone, because it's an experience that, whether you're on her side of the experience or the former significant other's side of the experience, most people have been through something like this.
Yeah. I think her intended audience really, and this is kind of sucking up to Adele, but it's just herself, because she sings with such emotion in this song, and it's truly, I feel like, such a
personal
experience.
It really is, and that's something when you look at the lyrics and you try to just break it down rhetorically, you're missing that significant element of this song. She is singing her heart out.
Yeah, which she always does.
Oh my goodness.
But also, I think
I'm just melting into my chair right now because I love Adele so much.
The song reaches anyone who's gone through like a tough goodbye like this, or anyone who's experienced like distance from someone who they love, or someone who they who they share a past with, on either side of the spectrum.
What I think is really almost brave, like courageous, with this song is that she's kind of she's taking credit for the heartbreak, like she's acknowledging that she broke someone else's heart,
yeah,
and apologizing for it almost,
yeah.
Not almost. I mean, she's saying, "I'm sorry for everything that I've done." I find that really interesting because so much so, and getting back to this kind of theme of goodbyes, this episode is when you say goodbye, especially when there's a heartbreak involved, that can be permanent. Like you might never talk to that person again. Oftentimes, it's easier to never talk to that person again. But to kind of, you know, make this ballad to them to say, you know, "I'm sorry for what I did," it's to me kind of shows bravery, like courage, and definitely a lot of like self development or self growth, self.
I agree. I think like one problem that I kind of have with this song, and it's barely a problem because I absolutely love this song, but
it's a hit.
Is that she like is saying sorry for the heartbreak and sorry for everything that she's done, but at the same time she's kind of faulting this person for not wanting to reconnect with her and talk to her, because she there almost seems to be like a sarcastic undertone to like, "You never seem to be home when I call, and I must have called 1,000 times. The least I can say is that I tried." And then also like, what does she say?
I get that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And she says like, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Like that's a good thing, you know, like that it doesn't tear that person apart anymore. If they were heartbroken, if you think of it from their perspective, if I get heartbroken and someone treats me like crap or does a bunch of things, like one, I'm probably not going to want to rehash those things with that person. And two, good for me that I like moved on. And
amen to that. Yeah. That's really interesting. I didn't take it that way.
And I don't either, but that's just like there, one.
You could take it that way. Yeah. I think I don't interpret it that way necessarily, but it's definitely an interesting thing to point out, because she does say that, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart. She's kind of, I mean, you could take it that she's kind of being a little bratty here. Like she's kind of like, "I'm sorry. Like, don't you want to listen to me? I'm sorry. Right. Like I broke your heart and I'm sorry. Now I know, but whatever. Like you don't even want to listen now.
Yeah. Like, now I'm calling like 1,000 times and you're not answering.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because you broke his heart again.
Yeah. Poor guy.
You know? So
he's over you, Adele."
Which, either side.
Let's just make it clear, is not true, because how could anyone ever be over Adele?
I know. Clearly he's putting up a front, because who the heck?
Adele, if you're listening, you're beautiful and I love you. Let's get married. Okay. Word of the day.
Adele, if you're listening, you're beautiful. I love you. And please marry me instead.
I love you. Okay, so l'envoi, word of the day. L'envoi, it's a verb. Could have been said to Lady Macbeth, given to a sweet prince. I don't know what it means, right? You know what
I
it means?
I keep forgetting to think about word of the day. Okay.
This got so worked up in Adele.
L'envoi. 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 Can we go over the clues one more time? Sorry.
Could have been given to Lady Macbeth, or could have been said to Lady Macbeth, which never read Macbeth, so I have no idea what that means. And given to a sweet prince. I'm thinking, it makes me think of like both of these things make me think of, especially the prince thing, makes me think of wealth. I don't know if Macbeth was something that had to do with like monarchies at all and like powerful people. I think it did, because that's just like Shakespeare. But I'm thinking of like wealth, and it is a verb, so it's some sort of action. So I'm thinking of like to treat really well, or to like to pamper, or to something.
To l'envoi.
Yeah.
To l'envoi. I think it's when you lend a voi to someone.
Mm-hmm. Making a mockery of your final word of the day.
That is like my only strategy with these things.
I am going to reveal it. It is to give a farewell, which is unbelievably relevant to the show today, as we will be saying farewell to Mariah now.
Given to a sweet prince? Why a sweet prince?
Farewell, sweet prince. It's like a thing that people say.
Okay.
Anyway, Mariah, just really quick, because we are running out of time, give us some just final words. We're going to miss you so much.
Oh my gosh. I love Skrull Nation. I love everyone at the Uckable. I love all my previous Skrull hosts so much. It's been an incredible experience coming here every Friday morning, almost therapeutic. And I love you, Ryan. And all my trust is in you for where Skrull is going to go. And I have every right to believe it's going to be awesome.
I want to say on behalf of the rest of Skrull Radio, on behalf of Skrull Nation, and on behalf of everyone at the Uckwobble, thank you for all the hard work that you've put in, and thank you for what you've done for Skrull Nation and this show. We would not be here without you. So thank you very much. I'm going to let you take us out, though, on your last episode.
Okay, we're going to end the episode the way that we always do on Skrull Nation by me saying, this is Skrull Radio, reminding you to put in writing. And I'd ask all of our listeners out there and all of our previous Skrull hosts that are listening to join in, and Robert out there in the lobby. So this is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection, reminding you to put it in writing.